This recording, Ohio 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. There it was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. Letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which is surprising to her because normally you would only expect to see it in dogs and or cats. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Whatever. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 to 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Born in Southern Ohio in Marietta. I was born in Marietta. I live outside of Marietta. I have one of my family's farm. My family farm has about we own about 2,000 acres outside of Marietta in a small town called Waterford. Yes, I did. I ever played football, basketball, and ran track. Here at Kent State, I've been studying criminal justice with a minor of history and an area of study focusing in juvenile justice. I've been cheering here at Kent State for slightly over 4 years. I work at the University of Children's Association based out of Memphis, Tennessee. I might do a little bit of work with them this summer. I don't know because right now I got an internship in Washington, D.C. Right now I heard back from the ACLU. I've heard back from a corporate law enforcement investigative unit. It's a spinoff of the FBI, and also I've heard back from the DEA. So right now it's a matter of me deciding where I want to go. None of them are paid. It's all volunteer work. It's all part of the internship. The internship requires 16 hours of work with an extra 2 hours, of credit for the American cultural heritage aspect, which is where you study different aspects of the D.C. area. You go to different museums and you take notes, you keep a journal, and you turn the journal in.